All right. My name is Carl Burnett, and this is my little brother, Colin. And we are so glad to be here with you all this morning and that we've been given this opportunity to share a little bit more about ourselves. My brother and I are sophomores at Presbyterian College. We are currently studying history, and we are living at the Bethany House. And our father is a Presbyterian minister. He was a professor of systematic theology and is now the managing editor of a journal called Theology Matters. Although we may have inherited the preacher look, I promise you, we're not pastors. You can all relax. We come from a little town called Due West. Have you all heard that before?
Yeah.
Home of Erskine. Yeah. I think people who pass through this town, they barely remember the place when they pass through it, but that's okay. Our family moved to Due West in 2001 from Waynesville, North Carolina, and we've been part of the Due West community ever since. We've had the opportunity to be part of the Vacation Bible School at our church, go on mission trips to Appalachia, and among other things, be part of the local Boy Scout troop. We joined Scouts in 2008, and our time there in Scouting has taught us a great deal there is to know about being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. That's the Scout law, by the way. We are both Eagle Scouts now, and although many believe our life in Scouting is over, believe me, it has only begun. Over the years, God has blessed us with great gifts. Some of these gifts include a wonderful family, loving friends, a caring community, and great opportunities that have all made us into who we are today. We are so thankful that our parents taught us the way they did and taught us to love the Lord. Through every hardship we face, God is with us. His love and guidance have changed us as human beings, and we have truly seen his great plan for us unfolding throughout our lives. God has given each of us gifts in this life. Whether it's serving him through small or large tasks, he uses us in ways we cannot even imagine. In the book of Matthew, Jesus uses a parable to describe how man chooses to use the gifts he has been given. And if it's all right, I'll read with you from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Find it. All right. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and trusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents. Now, talent is about 20 years labor, worth wages for a laborer, so 20 years. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent and dug it in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received that money what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even that what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Christ uses this parable to describe how we use the gifts God has given us. The first 2 servants used their talents and doubled their amounts. But the 3rd servant did not use his talent and instead decided to bury it in the ground. He decided to hide the gifts he was given. Many of us use our gifts and are rewarded. And then there are others who decide not to use their gifts because they might be afraid of what might happen if they use them. There are many of whom it is hard to use the gifts that God has given them. For example, my brother and I, we have 3 cousins and a brother who are police officers in Charlotte. Their jobs are not easy, especially in these troubling times. Sometimes people don't appreciate the hard work that many of us do, and the same could be said for soldiers, missionaries, teachers, workers, preachers, and even parents. So what are we to do with the gifts God has blessed us with? One of my favorite Bible verses is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. It says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith." The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Whatever our jobs or gifts may be, we have been given them for a purpose, and we honor God by pursuing these gifts with all our heart. My brother and I are so grateful for the opportunity to go to college and use our gifts to study hard and expand our minds. We're also using our skills as Eagle Scouts to teach the scout troop here to useful skills and how to succeed in life. God's path has led us here, where our talents are most needed, and I know that wherever God leads us, He will be with us every step of the way. Some of you may have heard of the movie Chariots of Fire. It's a movie made back in the 80s. It's the true story of Eric Little, an Olympic track runner from Scotland. There's a scene in the film where Little tells his sister, "I believe God made me for a purpose, but He also made me fast. And when I run, I feel His pleasure." This is how we honor God, by using the gifts He has blessed us with. For I believe that God truly does take pleasure in seeing us use the gifts He has given us. Whatever God's plan may be for us right now, we can never forget that He has given us these gifts for a purpose. For God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. If you, I'll turn it over to my little brother now.
What more is there to say?
All right, as my brother mentioned, my name is Colin. Sorry, there's no S on the end. I don't know who did the bullet. I should have corrected them. Sorry. And I just wanted to add on a little bit to what my brother said by reading my own Bible verse. And sorry, by the way, Pastor Herb, that you have to listen to us twice. I'll be reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, this Bible verse has been such a great help to me throughout my life, just whenever I've had a problem or when I've had to cross a mountain in front of me. It's just always given me hope and determination. And I know that I'm still very young, and I haven't really had experience with facing problems in the real world. But already, especially in college, I've had many moments where I just had so many things in my life all demanding, impossibly demanding my attention at the same time, that I sometimes just have to give all my worries and concerns up to God. You know, as a college student, there comes a certain point in the night where you've worked for so hard for so long that you just have to draw a line and say, that's all I've got. I've had many nights like that where I often didn't know how I would face the next day, how I would find the strength or the time or the wisdom to address all these demands. But each and every single one of these times, God has given me the strength and the wisdom and the time to do what He wants me to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 tells us that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Now, I know that the challenges in our lives don't always take the forms of temptations, but I think that we can apply what we've learned in this verse to these challenges as well. God knows that we're only human, and he's not going to give us a bigger job or a harder task than he knows that we are able to endure and complete, if that job is really part of the plan that he's laid out for us. And I think he has a plan like that for each and every one of us, a purpose. I also think that for right now, his purpose for Carl and me is to be in Clinton and going to Presbyterian College and to be at Bethany and helping out the local Boy Scout troop. I think that by making our job simply to learn and study, that Carl and me are actually using our gifts, and that we are using our talents and passing on these gifts by helping out the Boy Scouts. I think what I'm trying to say is that as we are all searching for and discovering the many gifts and talents that God has given us, and as we are learning how to use these gifts to serve him and to serve others, he's going to help us and help us to achieve these goals and help us to carry out the plan that he has laid out for us. He's going to help us face the many challenges and cross the many mountains in our lives. What can stop us? What can stop us from using the talents and from following the plan that he has laid out for us? I don't think anything can. As I've said before, I'm still very young and inexperienced, but I've already, at my age, seen God do this over and over and over again. Each and every time I've doubted him, he's always come through in the end. And I was telling the other church, other churches, that I'm ashamed that each and every time he comes through, I'm always still surprised. Every time, I'm always surprised. I think that God has given me and all of us here no sign that he's going to stop doing that, that he's going to stop helping us, that he's going to stop proving us wrong anytime soon. In the end, all we can do, all we can really do is trust in him. That is our story. That is our song. I'd like to thank you again for giving Carl and me the chance to share with y'all today. And we really do look forward to spending more time and getting to know y'all in the future. I was also telling the other churches last time, this is probably a lot shorter than what you're used to, but we did warn all of them, we're not preachers, so. Yeah. I'd like to, if it's all right with y'all, I'd like to turn it back over to my brother, and he's going to pray for us.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. God, you truly are the giver of every good and perfect gift. We may sometimes forget that the greatest gift is the one you have already given us, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross so that we could have the gift of eternal life. We ask you to go with us as we go out into the world and help us to be witnesses of your great love for us. May you give us the strength to fight the good fight of faith. And whatever we do, let us do all for the glory of your great name. In your Son's holy name we pray, amen.